We're learning now a new type of mazik, not momen hamazik, odem hamazik, but odem hamazik specifically of choivel. Choivel b'chaveroi means a maisa that he does begufo shel chaveroi, and because of that, the Torah upgraded this type of chiyuv, and this type of chiyuv is not only chayv mishum nezik, there's a chiddush akro that is chayv alov mishum chamisha dvar. This is a separate parasha, by the way. Odom HaMazik is a pasuk at the end of parashas Emor. Make behemo yishalmeno. He has to pay the value. Throws a rock through somebody's window, he has to pay the value also. A ganav has a chiyuv kefil, a shor v'sei, could have a chiyuv dal v'hei, like we learned from the last perek. The Torah has well imposed extra chiyuvim on a choyl b'chaver. It's a pasuk over there of make chaveroi. And the Gemara learns that each one from psukim in parashas Emor, parashas Mishpatim. The five things are Nezek Tsar, Ripui, Sheves, and Boishes. The Mishnah is going to delineate these five things. Benezek, Nezek literally means the value, the amount of money that's in the damage. Keitzah, the Mishnah explains, Sima Seinai, he hit him and he blinded him. Kotas Yodai, he hit him in a way, he injured him in a way where he had his hand amputated. Shibras Ragle, broke his leg. Estimate him at the value that how much he's worth on the open market as an eved. Decide how much he was worth and how much he is worth. Now the ma'aseh, the lashon of the Rav is v'kamahu yofa shemo yitzorcha yomecha atzmi be'eved ivri. This is the amount of money that he could have fetched now on the open market. Lemaisa and the Rishonim is moving out that way. Kivega brings the Rav is medayikit and Rashi, but Lemaisa the Rishonim, this seems to be the way Shulchan Aruch names on, is that Nezik means over here how much he'd be able to fetch on the open market as an Evikanani. You could ask yourself, here's a regular Yid, Rabbi Yankel, walking down the street, and he was run into by a car by Shimon. Why should Shimon pay him the value how much he'd sell as an Evikanani? He can never sell himself as an Eved Kenani. And the answer to that is that an Eved Ivri, it's true, he can only sell himself as an Eved Ivri, but an Eved Ivri can only work for 6 years, for sure not for the rest of his life. The Chavola over here, by definition, is a lowering of the value of the person for the rest of his life. So it only makes sense to shut him up, Legabi an Eved Kenani. Now the Pashtus is, like we said, that this is damage. Same way throwing a rock through a window or a car crashing into another car, a fender bender, you pay the value of whatever you were paychis. L'chayra, it's momen, it's not knas. L'maisa, the Rambam is mufurish, in light of what we learned in the 7th parak, that the dinim of knas are fundamentally different than momen. Ein other mishalom knas al piatzmoy, moide b'knas is potter. The halacha will be true by nezek as well. Hey, Moro came to Mo, the Rishonim already asked on the Rambam, they have a mashmos in the Gemara, not that way, but also in Svara, look how this is the value. And Ramei Simcha explains, a very profound insight, that Be'etzem, the value of a person, can't be shot up in terms of how much he'd be sold as an Eved. Ain't Dom LeBen Chayrin. Talk about how much he could fetch by being sold as an Eved, that's the way to value a person. Befrat, the way we're saying, that you value him as an Eved Kenani, because it's Vavodei Lo'olam, that's his value for the rest of his life. That's certainly not Be'etzem his value. Ein Domen L'ben Chayrun. It's just that the Torah says, Ayin Tachasayin, the Loshna of the Posuk is Ayin Tachasayin. Chazal Dash, Ayin Tachasayin means that if Reuven blinds Shimon, we don't chop out Reuven's eye, we don't blind Reuven, but he pays the value. That value be'etzem v'sevotim gekum, the rightful fit for the crime that he committed, should be taket to blind him. Ayin tachasayin. The Torah kiviyochel paid out that oynish. It's an oynish. Paid out that oynish with a cash amount, but not that cash amount is the value of the damage that was done. The damage that was done is inestimable. So mele, it's not more than knas. Hazay hal to Rambam. Tsar. The Mishnah now says, "Kvoi b'shpudei b'masme, v'afilu al tziponu." He burnt him. The Torah says, "Kviyat tachas kviyah." Burn Why does the Torah have to, the Torah says, Ayin tachas ayin, shein tachas shein, kviya tachas petza tachas potza. The Torah says different ways of tachas you have to pay. The Gemara learns out that it's something else. It can't be just a repeat three, four different ways. So kviya, and that's why the Mishnah uses that word kvoi, teaches us that it's something that doesn't have a pchisas erech, but it's a burn. So it's alts the pain sheboy. Kvoi bishpudei b'masme means he burnt him with a hot nail or a hot rod. Even on his finger, mokum she'eni oisa chabura, in a place where it does not pachis his value, but it hurts. Oimdim kama odom ki yoitz b'zerotz a little mitzdayas aliyas mitzdayakach. How much would a person pay to go through this very painful experience? Now, the Gemara adds to that point that when there's nezek, the ikir teshlumin is the value in erech, between how much he was worth and how much he is worth, like we explained. But even in that, this tzar, how much would a person pay to have his arm chopped off or his eye blinded, with the pain, without the pain? It could be done under anesthesia, it could be done with some type of medicine. How to make such a cheshbon, it's important just to note, we don't damn these halachas bizman hazeh, because the Gemara says that knosos are not nidoin except in Eretz Yisrael by Bezen Shel Smuchim. Bechlal, today we don't have a Bezen Shel Smuchim. The Gemara in HaChoyvel over here has a whole arichus that the botidinim outside of Eretz Yisrael that didn't have smicha ish mipiish, and even in Eretz Yisrael today there's no smicha ish mipiish, never accepted for themselves the full level of authority to be able to dan dine knosos. Knas is similar to an oynish, needs edim, it needs a bezdin, it's not al piatzmoi v'chule, and we treat it as oynishim. Because of that, we're not dan nezik bizman hazeh, we're not dan chavola bizman hazeh. We can be dan momen hamazik, we can be dan odom hamazik in terms of property damage, but not these type of cases which are knas. So the nezik, we said before, is machlek sushen, whether it's knas. Tsar is definitely knas. There's no, it's not really a dollar and cents value. It's a experience that a person went through and it's being paid for. But it's not a hezik in the regular sense. It's for sure knas. The next case in the Mishnah is taka straightforward financial. The Torah was mechayiv to pay for doctor's bills. Ripui. The Torah says v'rapa yirapa. Hiko chayiv l'rapoisoi. If he bangs into somebody and he breaks his arm, he has to pay the doctor's bill. Now, this is learned out, like we said, from a Bazundra Pasuk, but the Gemara understands that this chiv is a Pashut chiv moment. And that can make sense, because this is Pashut straight dollars and cents. The tsar is part of the physical loss and anguish of the person that bets and doesn't have an upshot. But doctor's bills are straightforward expenses. So that the Gemara understands the mechayven al pi atzmoi, and that's something that we could be done bismanetze. Olu boi tzmochim, the Gemara says, the Mishnah is speaking out of prat in ripui. Tzmochim is like blisters. He was hurt, and let's see where the cast is, where the, wherever the injury was, there's blisters. In machmas hamaka chayiv, if it's part of the natural process that is a result of that injury, then he's chayiv. Shaloi machmas hamaka, then he's potter. Why does Mishnah say it? If shaloi machmas hamaka, of course he's potter. So chayiv pasha, we're talking about something that is a result of the injury, but it's a result of the injury not having been taken care of in a timely fashion. That responsibility is on the nechbal, on the victim, not on the chayiv. Choysev in Israel, what happens if very often a person has a medical situation, he's healed, but lamaisa there's a setback. Frat, if you're talking about an injury to his spine, to his leg, so he, lamaisa the cast came off and then it broke again. It's all a result of the original injury. Choysev in Israel, chayv l'rapoisa, as long as you see it legitimately, a doctor's upshot is that it's part of the original injury is chayv. If it was Nisrapa Ligamri, even if there's some underlying weakness, but if we don't see it B'derech HaTeva as part of the same process, so then Eini Chayiv L'Rapoy. So that already is not within the realm of his Chiv. Sheves, this one is also Momen, it's not a Knas. Sheves is Poshut missed work time. Royin Oisikilu Ushoy Mikishuin, The Mishnah says something interesting because it's a problem. Lomazogin on January 1st, 2024, Reuven crashed into Shimon, and because of that, Shimon had to get a leg amputated. Part of that is also the fact that he's devaluated. That's Nezek. Shevis over here is going to be lost work time. Now, obviously, he can't work at his regular job because he lost a leg. Never. He's crippled. He's very limited to what he can do. So the Mishnah understands that we're not talking about what's part of the devaluation. We're talking about what's beyond the devaluation. And the Mishnah says, Shekvar nosan lo yidmei yodo yidmei ragloi. He already paid him for the devaluation. That's Nezek. So here we're talking about, besides for the fact that Mikan Ve'elach from January 1st, 2024, he can't do his old job, which was to run a factory, to be a manager in a business. Now, Lemaisa, even with a crippled leg, he could sit in one place and he have a job as a Shemi Kishun. It's a very low-level job. He's sitting in a field. He's like a human scarecrow. He's making sure that nobody's stealing the Kishun, the vegetables that are growing there. That a person, even without a leg, Nebuch, he could limp. Hobble into work, and he could leave work. Memela, besides for the devaluation, there's also the amount of time that he was laid up in bed recovering from the injury until he gets used to living without a leg. And that period of time is lost work, and that he has to pay him Shemi Kishum. Even though the Mishnah speaks it out like this, obviously there's many cases where a person is not devalued. A person breaks a leg. Okay, it's Hashem. He has a cast on. And it comes off, and he goes to physical rehab, and 2 months later, he's back on his feet. But for those 2 months, he lost work. That's Bechalal Shevis. And this is Mammon. Straightforward, pushed his wages for the last 2 months that he lost. There's no Nezek, there's no devaluation on the person, but there is Shevis. Ad Kedei Kach, the Gemara understands that any act of physical assault, even though it caused no Pchisus, it's not a Maisa Chavola per se, but it's physical assault, the halacha is also will have a dmei shevis. For example, the Gemara says, Hadka ban drunya, Reuven grabs Shimon and ties him up, ties him to a pole, and because of that, Shimon can't get to work. Reuven is chayif him work time. Now, there's a very big chiddush here. Work time, l'chayr, is not damages. It's just a revach that he couldn't have gotten. And we always say, the lashon of where the place can bring down, the Yerushalmi is the one who coins the phrase, minias revach, preventing somebody else from earning is not hezek. So, Marshall, let's say Reuven steals Shimon's money. Shimon was on the way to a business deal. Shimon was going to invest and make a fortune of money on the money that he was going to invest. He had a great opportunity. Reuven stole the money from Shimon. Because of that, Shimon not only lost the $1,000 that was stolen, but he lost the $500 profit that he was going to turn. Reuven doesn't have to pay. Could be he's responsible with Dine Shemayim, but Lemaise B'dine Odom, he's only responsible for the Karen that was stolen, not for the Revach. Comes along Shevis, and Shevis says that whenever there's Chavolo, there's a Chiv on Revachim. The Ktsois and the Nesivis put a very strong finger on this Nikuda, that the Gzeres HaKosov of Shevis is that in the context of Chavolo, there's a Chiv on Revochim. And when a person ties up, when Reuven ties up Shimon, and because of that Shimon can't get to work, Reuven has to pay Shimon for the work time. What happens if Reuven totals Shimon's car, and because of that Shimon can't get to work? That's not a Maisa Chavolo. That's a Maisa of Mazik Makeh Behemtoi, of being Mazik somebody else's moment. Because even though he lost work time, is not chayv? The Nesivis understands that it has to be an act of physical assault, like tying him up. That would be called a chavola. The Ktsois takes this even a step further in the beginning of Shin Lamed Gimel. Based on the sugya in the sixth parak of Bava Metzi, he understands that Moshe of Reuven hires Shimon, and this comes up all the time in Chayesh Mishpat. Reuven hires Shimon, and because of that, Shimon doesn't take a different job because he has a job waiting for him. Then Reuven calls him up the last second, says, Shimon, no, something changed, whatever, I don't need you, I don't want you. Because of that, but they never made a kinyan, Reuven doesn't have to pay him because he took him on. It's just that he's responsible for the fact that Shimon lost, that he didn't take another job. The Ktsoi says that Reuven's chayv to Shimon for the loss of the other position because of chayvul, because of shevis. And Sivis argues. Sivis says that can't be the pshat over there because that's not chavala. Chavala would have to be an act of bodily assault, like tying somebody up.
Boishes, hakol lefi hamavayish v'hamizbayish.
Boishis is really a separate parasha in the Torah with it. In Parashas Kiseitze, the Torah doesn't put it in the context of Nezek. It's not part of Kviya Tachas Kviya Petza Tachas Potza and so on, which is the parasha of Ayin Tachas Ayin. The parasha says a maisa where somebody, the Mevayish, grabbed the Mezbayish in an embarrassing way. So you could look at it as an act of bodily assault. That means if somebody caused somebody boishis out of the context of bodily assault. Stam, he was malbim pnei chaver b'rabim. There's no price tag on that. Boishis doesn't have a price tag. So the truth of the matter is that boishis, even in the context of bodily assault, also doesn't have a price tag. It's a knas. But the Torah clearly, Verzika b'mavushav, refers to it as an act that doesn't have nezek with it. It's no lasting damage to the person besides his dignity. So memela, the halachas over there, the Torah says, v'kaitzoises kapo, sounds like literally with chop off her hand for doing the maisa. And that, chazal dashen, of course, means moment. So it's a new knas, like we said, ayin tachas ayin, even though we give it a dollar and cents value of mazik. According to the Rambam, that's also knas. Over here, according to all the Rishon, it's clear in the Gemara that boishes is knas, because it's a moment, not for damages, not for lost amount of money. How do we shatz up boishes? Says the Mishnah, koil lufi hamavayish v'hamizbayish, and the Mishnah explains, hamavayish es ha'oroim, hamavayish es ha'suma, v'hamavayish es ha'yoshin, chayiv. The Gemara explains that this word, mavayish es ha'oroim, somebody who is unclothed, somebody who is undressed, if he's running around undressed, then he's a person obviously who doesn't have a sense of busha. If he doesn't have a sense of busha, there's no paying for it. We're talking over here about somebody who's going, and the wind picked up his begotten a little bit. He's oroim, he's compromised a little bit, but he's not a person who's completely mezalzel in himself. So therefore, if Shimon goes over to Reuven and pulls up his begotten all the way, he's mevayish him. We see that as an act of bodily assault, an act of being mevayishim, and memela then is chayv. Mevayish is hasuma, but mevayish is hayoshin. The Gemara explains that the reason why there's a chiddush in these two cases is because both of them don't realize necessarily b'shas ma'isha that they're being mizbayish. V'afilo hachi chayv. V'yoshin shebiyish potter. This is Chazal's way, the Gemara explains, of telling us that even though a person is chayv benezek, even when he's a shoygeg, if Reuven crashes his car into Shimon and breaks his leg, nezek avadid be chayv, even on a shoygeg. Boishes, I'm sorry, ripui and sheves avadid be chayv, tsar he'd be chayv. But boishes is only when it's a maisa mavayishos, even though the boishes is there. And the Mishnah continues on that idea, nofal menagag v'hizikubiyish, somebody fell off a roof. And he smashed into somebody. And he was mazikim, and he was mevayishim. Chayv ala nezik, pot ala boishes. Shenema v'sholcho yodo v'chzika b'mavushov. That's the pasuk of boishes. And a chayv ala boishes, at shihei miskav. And Chazal understand that means deliberately. So boishes is the only one of the chomish dvorim with his ptur on shoygeg. Normally, adam would loylam, we learned. That's true on nezik, tsar, ripuy, and sheves. So a shoygeg does not have boishes. But only a Maisa Chavolo has any of the other four things. Nezek, Tzar, Ripu, and Sheves, and Boishes are Bechlal only Shaykh to a Maisa Chavolo. Boishes has the added halacha that it has to be Bemezid. The other four could be Chayiv even B'Shoigig, but it has to be a Maisa Chavolo, like we explained earlier. The Rav over here will just chaz off. We mentioned before the din, that the dinim that are Knas, here's with the Sugi and the Gemara, so the Rav is Meirich, and he brings the dinim that are knas were not dan except dayonim smuchim in Eretz Yisrael. In Bovel, we're not dan because the Asheyashir Nelikim means a bezin that has smicha, and only dayonim smuchim in Eretz Yisrael. Adu Elikim Yovid Vashneim, only dayonim smuchim in Eretz Yisrael. He lists off what are dinim that we are dan. Even Bizman Azeh, even Dayonim that are not Smuchim. And by the way, there's a Machlek Sushainim, the beginning of Sanhedrin, we'll talk about it over there, about whether we could dan Bizman Azeh Deiraiso Derabonon. The Rav just brings a list, Kimavur in the Sugis over here, in Perek HaChoyvel and in the beginning of Sanhedrin, Halvois, Mekachum Memkar, Haknois, Hoidois, Kvirois, Danim ben b'chutzlaretz. Any discrepancy between two people in dinei mominis, but not acts of assault, that we don't dan. We only dan the regular standard business, like the Gemara says, shleitin l'dalos n'ilovin. In order to be able to do business, there has to be pikuach, there has to be somebody to arbitrate. And the only ones that could arbitrate la'alochu l'maisa are only dayonim al pi dinei Torah, otherwise it's gzeilus. So memela, there is a necessity for dinei Torah, but only things that are within the realm. The Rav adds from the Gemara, it has to be a dover ha-motsui, it has to be somebody that yesh b'chason kis, or even a behema she'ezika b'shein v'regel, or hizik odom v'behema, avo behema she'ezika odom, oy odom ba'odom, any act of chavola, it doesn't make a difference, by the way, if that chavola is odom ba'odom, or behema ba'odom, we don't dan a chutz large. What do we do? What protection is there against somebody who Bezdin knows is oisik in bodily assault? The only recourse that we have is only to force him, the times of Chazal, to go to Eretz Yisrael, and over there it could be done on Dinei Chavola. Obviously, we don't have that option today because we don't have Dayan Smuchim at all from the times of the, towards the end of Tkuf Samarayim, from Abai V'Rova. That's when the Smicha, the institution of Smicha was Nifsak in Eretz Yisrael. So from that point on, we don't have any recourse. So well, the only thing we could do is we could force him to be Mispasha, or we could any social measures that we could force a person to have to come to terms with the victim of whatever assault he did. We can pass on him. Mishnah Beis, which is just really a summary of what we had in Mishnah Aleph, at least a few of the details. Zechoymer ba'odom mi'beshor. By niske odom chavolo is worse than niske shor, even shor ba'odom, even where shor is mazik and odom. The only chumra that we had a shor ba'odom earlier in the Masechta is that maybe the kula of shor tam, chatsi nezik migufay, does not apply by niske shor ba'odom. Machlokes over the tanoim. But as far as chamisha dvarim, they are vadanat. That's only a din in odom. Shor odom mishalem nezik tzari pesheves uboishes, mishalem tmei vlodois. There's that chumra by the din that we had in the fourth paragraph of Dmei Vlodois. V'shor eni mishalem ele nezek upotu mit Dmei Vlodois. The shor only pays for that some damage. And there's also p'tur in Dmei Vlodois. That din is a din that's neschadish, dafka by Odom, that's p'shaloi b'miskaven, kills, hits a woman, v'yotzi eloder. That din we don't have by Beniske Shor.